This is a Thursday edition of Ozarks at Large. The stages at Walton Arts Center, like the stages at almost every other venue in the region, state, country, and world, have been barren recently. But the staff at Walton Arts Center is making sure some performances are available for the public. There are virtual performances that can be streamed, and there is an every weekend performance called Hearts to Home. Each of those episodes available for 48 hours. Each has local restaurant partners. This week, we reached Jennifer Wilson, Public Relations Director for Walton Arts Center, to ask her about the arts presenter during a time without live arts.
Just because, you know, it's such a change in our routine and the things that we've become, you know, used to. But for those of us at Walton Arts Center, you know, we spend a whole year building a season, and then to get, you know, a little more than halfway through it and then have to start deconstructing it, it is like really painful for us.
Yeah. But here we have, in the interim, until we can get back into indoor venues with some regularity, Walton Arts Center providing some opportunities that we can watch at home. Tell me about these.
Right. So we've been trying to do a little bit of a switch to try to provide some arts opportunities for people, because we know during times that are very stressful and lots of things going on, the arts provide an outlet to escape and to process and to just explore some different things that you maybe don't get a chance to explore. So we couldn't pass up on this. So there's a couple of different things that we've been doing during this time. One is our virtual stage, which if you go to our website, waltonartcenter.org, you can get access to the virtual stage page there. And this is a page that is curated by our programming team. And it's a list of performances, digital performances that are available. So we are adding stuff each week. So if you are, you know, just having a really stressful day, like a lot of us have been lately, and you just need a little arts moment, you can go there. And these are things that are available on demand throughout the day. So that's one of the things that we've done. And then the other thing that we've done is we've started a weekly webcast that airs 6 p.m. every Saturday on our Facebook page and on our YouTube channel. It's called Hearts to Homes. The idea behind this was we wanted to create a family-friendly art experience where you could come together, sit down, come together, watch something together online just for fun. And then the other element that we wanted to tie to this was we wanted to find a way to support local businesses.
Right.
So for each one of our episodes, we partner with usually about three, sometimes it's four local restaurants. So what we're doing is encouraging people to go grab dinner, take out, carry away, whichever way you want to do it. So go grab dinner, bring it back, and have dinner together and enjoy an art experience.
It's dinner and a show.
It's dinner and a show.
This week, this Saturday night, it's going to be the Artisphere Festival Orchestra. We didn't get to have them in person this year. What do you know about Saturday night's performance and show?
Yeah, so we know, so it's going to focus on, like we said, Artisphere Festival Orchestra. So this is our 10th anniversary, which is a really odd way for us to celebrate this, but we're going to. And it's going to include performances that have been previously recorded of the Artisphere Festival Orchestra. It's also going to include some of our quartets and groups that are also part of AFO. So Dover Quartet is one of them. We're going to have interviews with Corrado Urbarros, which is great, and then some members of AFO. So it's an opportunity to get to experience some of the performances, but then also get a little interviews and kind of backstage views of what they're doing now and how they're, you know, surviving through all of this and how they're still creating art.
And this is going to be available, the ones in the past, previous Saturdays have been, and this one this Saturday, available on Facebook and YouTube, starting Saturday night at 6, and you have a limited time to experience this.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of done this for a reason. You know, part of the special thing about performances is, you know, you kind of have to be there to see them. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to create a little bit of that same kind of feel with these as well. You know, we want to give people a chance to see them, but we also want them to end at some point in time. So they, you know, like we said, they air at 6 p.m. on Saturday, and they're available for 48 hours. And you can get to them, like you said, Facebook and YouTube page, but you can also go to our website, and there's a Hearts to Home page there that will send you directly to the link. So you can get to it that way as well.
Who are some of the other artists who have been featured on the Saturday nights?
So last week we had a focus on Trail Mix, you know, because this would have been Artist Fears month that we would have been doing stuff. So we had Candy Lee, we had one of the local mariachi bands perform, you know, with a focus. Oh, we also had someone from Fayetteville come in and talk about trail etiquette during this time and things to be aware of. And we announced our winners of the Artist Fair photo contest. So we did that last week. And, you know, we've tried to tie it to different themes. So we did one that was focused on Mother's Day. We did one around Cinco de Mayo that was focused on Hispanic culture and featured the Latinx theater project, which was really fun. And then we also did one focused around Mosaics, which was the festival that we had created this year to celebrate the cultures that make up Northwest Arkansas, and this one was focused on Indian culture. So we did one that was focused on Indian performances as well. So we've really tried to theme it to stuff that is going on that week to give it that that immediate tie as well.
So the next Hearts to Homes is beginning Saturday night at 6, available for 48 hours. Any idea how long you'll do this?
We, you know, we're going to go as long as we can, and we're thinking, you know, at least for the next month, and it could go further than that. What we, one of the other things that we've been really successful in doing in this is partnering with other local arts organizations. So it is, you know, Arts Center in the Ozarks, or it's Latinx, or, you know, it's the Open Mouth Poetry Series. So it's an opportunity for us to help those organizations get their creative efforts out as well. So it's been a really great opportunity, and we still have tons of ideas for shows. So we'll be going for a while now.
Finally, I imagine, I mean, because every arts venue, not just in the country, but in the world, is going through this. Have you had a chance to speak to any of your colleagues elsewhere outside of Northwest Arkansas or the state about how they're doing?
We've been on several different webinars, of course, for arts organizations. And, you know, they run the gamut from going completely dark to, you know, staging full plays and streaming them. Mm. And you just have to, you know, you just have to kind of figure out what you're able to do. It was very important for us to try to fill this void of providing an arts experience, help local businesses, and then also help our local arts organizations. So that's kind of how we ended up doing what we're doing. It could still change over time, you know, as this continues. I think there's, you know, there's one thing that people probably don't realize, but theaters were the first ones that probably closed down, and we will probably be the last to come back.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out how to, you know, inhabit this space when we can't get people together. I mean, that's what we do. That's like you said, you know, we get people together to experience stuff. So it's just a time for us to kind of learn and try to figure out, you know, what we're going to become during this time.
It's just so frustrating because it's times like these when the most important thing seems to be to get people together. And right now, the least safe thing we can do is get people together. It's just frustrating.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, and it's very challenging. I mean, everybody needs that space to come in and process and, you know, work through everything that's going on, and we haven't been able to do that. So it's been a challenge.
Jennifer Wilson is the Public Relations Director for Walton Arts Center. You can learn about the Hearts to Home series and the Walton Arts Center virtual stage at waltonartscenter.org. The partner restaurants with this weekend's Hearts to Home episode, by the way, are 28 Springs in Siloam Springs, Big Orange in Rogers, and Marketplace Grill in Springdale. We talked with Jennifer earlier this week.